Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our question and answer series, I finished with the second question and was reading the third question. So listen closely as we start the week with the question number three.
Son is firm foundation for the Bible.
Now, let me just insert for our listeners. I don't believe everything I read on the Internet. And secondly, I don't think the Internet includes everything. Okay? I think they actually exclude something. You can, for example, find that many conservative politicians find out that the Internet will not put some of their things on the Internet. So just so that you know that. Goes on to say, the only group making this inclusion are those involved in pedosexual circles. Now, since their requests have been completely denied, this claim for inclusion should not have been used in the way that you communicated. Disclaimer, the only time P has been seriously considered is in regard to polyamory. Now, as a preacher, a man called to speak truth, you stated something that was in no way true. We are accountable for every word that we speak. You more so as a pastor, a shepherd. While I believe that you should make a public statement correcting your words, but that's between you and God. My responsibility is to speak to you in love regarding this matter. I truly hope that you see this email simply for what it is, encourage you to see the truth of this matter. I do not support the LGBTQ community beyond encouraging them to the truth of the Bible. Now, praise God that the gospel can reach all. May we each seek to use language of truth and love to point others to Christ. And then they say thank you and wrote their name, which I do not give in these question and answer periods. So I replied, dear listener, thank you for listening to our services on the live stream. Your email, as you know, I have used 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 many times to show these people can be saved. If they get saved, such were some of you becomes their testimony. There it says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that's the homosexual, nor abusers themselves with mankind, those are predators, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, that's a social drinking partying crowd, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God, and such were some of you. Such were. But what changed them? You're washed. How? By the blood of Christ. Next he says, but you're sanctified, how? Set apart by God. But you're justified, how? In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now, I was referencing from a radio program in which people, due to their position in life, were at the universities where the college professors were speaking, promoting these things. Actually, in God's eyes, He is the infallible judge. Now, the sin of pedosexuality is no worse than the others in that alphabet, although it may be in our sight. Those listening today, polyamory is the practice of engaging in multiple sexual relationships with the consent of all involved. Heterosexual is activity between an adult and a child. Now, these people I quoted were simply setting the goal that those professors were promoting in those forums on the various college campuses where they would go as reporters to give report. And so, I simply quoted the goal they have of eventually making this part of that sorted alphabet for the LGBTQ. Their goal is to follow the European example of making age 12 the age of consent to begin. Dr. Kinsey held the position that humans are born sexual beings. He was one of the infamous, as far as I'm concerned, the infamous Kinsey Report. He says, therefore, attraction to children is natural for some because they are born sexual beings. These professors speaking on university campuses are making an effort to get the letter added. I hope that letter never gets added and all the other letters get dropped. I did not spend a lot of time on the subject in that sermon. And let me just add for our listeners that they would have known that because we were studying the book of Titus, and that was an example that I was using in that study. It says, but I was reporting those who were at these events and reported. I have some people in our church who have been saved out of those sinful lifestyles. And they tell me to keep preaching. They say, although at first the person in any of those lifestyles will hear preachers say it, it makes them angry. But the conviction stays. It draws them back to the place they hear the stand taken against it. But then, with the offer of salvation. And they go towards that hope. Pedophile was a term they quoted from several speakers. I can remember the man-boy movement from 20 years ago saying, sex before 8, or it is too late. Now, on these various college campuses, the goal of adding P has been stated in these forums. Now you say, well, Pastor Andy, you're answering this people and this lady that has written you, and it seems like you've done some research. I have. Let me tell you another thing. Now, I didn't send this to her because after that question was answered some time ago, I came across this. A new study confirms people are not born gay. It says the biggest study to date regarding genetic basis of sexuality has shown 5 spots on the human genome that are linked to same-sex sexual behavior. However, none of the markers are reliable enough to predict one's sexuality, reports the Nature International Journal of Science. The findings that were published on Thursday were based on the genomes of almost 500,000 people, and it supports the results of earlier, smaller studies while confirming the suspicions of a lot of scientists. Although sexual preferences possess a genetic component, no single gene has a significant effect on sexual behavior. There is no gay gene, said the lead study author, Andrea Gana, a geneticist at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Gana and his fellow researchers also utilized the analysis to estimate that as much as 25% of sexual behavior can be explained by genetics, while the rest is influenced by both environment and cultural factors, a figure that matches the finding of smaller studies. This is a solid study, says Melinda Mills, a sociologist at the University of Oxford in the UK, who studies the genetic basis of reproductive behavior. However, she also cautions that the results might not be representative of the overall population. This is a limitation that the study's authors acknowledge. The vast majority of the genomes are from the UK Biobank Research Program, as well as the consumer genetics company 23andMe, based in Mountain View, California. Those who offer their genetic and health information to those databases are of predominantly European ancestry. They are also on the older side. The UK Biobank participants were between the ages of 40 and 70 years old at the time their data was collected. And the average age people in 23andMe database is 51. The study's authors also note that they followed the convention for genetic analysis by eliminating people whose biological sex and self-identified gender didn't match from their study. The result? The work does not include sexual and gender minorities, i.e., the LGBT community. You say, Brother Bloom, what are you saying there? Simply this. People are not born gay. They learn to be that. They're taught that. Many times these children and young people, young teenagers, are basically molested and drawn into that life by some very, very bad people. I have many times in personal conversation and from the pulpit stated that these people can be saved.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant.